What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AURION.com.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings, in all modes of communication. Terrell International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit Terrell.com. That's TERO.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Terrell team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Terrell International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Terrell. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals. News and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Let's find out what happened today on Wall Street. It was a wild day. I mean, I remember tweeting where we were on the stock market earlier in the day, and the Dow was off by like 2 percentage points. And then the next time I looked, it had climbed a little bit. It was just a mess. There were deep, deep pits today. In early trading, the Dow did end up 5 points higher after falling by nearly 400 points during the trading day. S&P 500 shed a little more than 0.2% after dropping as much as 1.6% today. Both indexes dipped below their 200-day moving average, but were back above those levels, obviously, by the close and the bell. NASDAQ dipped by almost two-tenths of a percent, after dropping by more than 1% on the day. Equities fell sharply earlier in the session as a batch of better-than-expected earnings failed to push the major averages higher, while trade and geopolitical worries have mounted with investors. Tesla reported better than expected forecast results today after the close. However, the stock fell by 6% after CEO Elon Musk dismissed questions from analysts regarding gross margins and Model 3 production. You got to tell the whole story, it would seem like. Meanwhile, Church & Dwight, Blue Apron, and Express Scripts also posted results that beat the street. That apparently wasn't good enough. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is leading a group of Trump administration officials to meet with Chinese Vice President Liu and discuss trade between the two nations. And earlier in the broadcast, you heard that, well, that China is not going to meddle around. They're not going to buy U.S. soybeans, opting for Canadian soybeans and Brazilian soybeans instead. Anyway, all of this is just going crazy, and it's affecting everything in the stock market, everything on business. Uncertainty, as we have said so many, many times before, is the enemy of anything that has to do with investing. Once again, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 5 points. We would call that fractionally. End of the day at 23,930. NASDAQ was off today by a little, almost 0.2%. Ended at 70.88, and the S&P 500 ended at 26.29. That was off by a little more than 0.2%. Crude oil was up again today, $68.62 a barrel. So too was gold. Gold was up fractionally, settled at $1,313.20 an ounce. That's what happened today on Wall Street and why. When we come back, a little fun with Jeffrey Pitts. He is our arts and entertainment contributor from City View. That is coming up next here on the Business News Hour. I live on the